Part 7, The Island of the Beloved. Chapter 50, The Island of the Beloved. Many hours later, Jake was woken by Hope's voice calling him. "Jack, it's time," she said. "Get ready. I'm afraid you're going to get wet. But I can take you no farther." Jack could barely open his eyes because the light pouring through either end of the tapestry was blinding as that of happiness. The tapestry itself had become hot, and his pajamas were warm and dry again. Even his feet were warm. He realized they'd come to a place where the sun was shining brightly. "Ready?" called Hope. "Wriggle out with your feet first. It's not a long drop. I've flown as low as I dare." "Come on, CP," said Jack. "You first," said the Christmas pig. And Jack, who guessed he was worried about jumping into the sea as he couldn't swim, said, "I'll be there when you hit the water, CP. Don't worry." Jack wriggled down the tapestry hammock. The smell of the sea was stronger than ever now, and he could feel the heat of the sun on his bare feet. Taking a deep breath, he pushed himself out of the tapestry. As Hope has promised, the drop was short, and a second later, he found himself knee-deep in the crystal-clear sea, which was as warm as a bath. Looking around, he saw a beautiful island with swaying palm trees and soft white sand. The cloudless sky was periwinkle blue and dotted with many finding holes and there, running down the beach toward him, ahead of a multitude of other old toys who rushed to see what was going on, was DP. "DP," shouted Jack, starting to laugh and cry at the same time. "DP, it's me." DP looked exactly as he always had, gray, wonky-eared, and button-eyed, and he was beaming as he ran down the beach and into the sea. Jack splashed through the water, his arms wide open, and DP's button eyes were leaking tears. And then they reached each other and hugged as tightly as ever a boy and his toy hugged. As Jack breathed in DP's smell of bed and garden and of the trace of Mum's perfume from where she kissed DP goodnight. "DP, I found you. I found you," sobbed Jack. And behind the old pig, 100 better old toys cheered and clapped their hands, their paws, and their hoofs, and one little puffin turned a somersault. "Everything's all right again. Holy through you, and I was so angry, and I knew you were alone on the motorway, and I couldn't stand it, and I yelled and smashed up my room." "I know, Jack, I know," said DP, patting Jack on his back. "But it's all right now. You found me coming to my house." With his worn old trotter around Jack's shoulders, DP guided him out of the sea onto the beach, while all the beloved things watching continued to cheer. "I live there," said DP, pointing to a little yellow beach house with somebody you know. To Jack's amazement, he saw the old toilet roll angel peering out of the window, a white smile on his bearded face. The beach house was light, bright, and airy inside. Its windows gave a wonderful view over the sea and the palm trees. "It's so nice here, DP," Jack said. "It is, isn't it?" said DP. "And you remember our old friend toilet roll angel?" "Yes," said Jack. "But I thought you were eaten by Toby the dog." "I was," said Toilet Roll Angel, who had a lovely sing-song voice. "He tore me to pieces. All that's left of me up there is a bit of wool, which you will find under your second largest present, if you looked." "But I don't understand," said Jack. "You're here." "The alive part of me, yes," said Toilet Roll Angel. "Mom loved me so much. I'm permitted to live forever on the island of the beloved." "But then," said Jack, turning to DP as a horrible thought struck him, "does that mean, DP, Ambition told me a lorry ran over you. I'm afraid. That's true, Jack, said Dippy quietly. Grandpa put himself in danger up there, trying to get me back. But a lorry came along and ran right over me. Grandpa saw me. Burst. All that's left of me now is the land of the living, are a few beans and a bit of dirty cloth. But you're here, said Jack. I can touch you. I can feel you. I can smell you. Yes, said Dippy, leading Jack to a stripped sofa and sitting down beside him. You made that happen by loving me so much. This island's a familiar place to me, you know. Things that are deeply loved drop straight down onto the island of the beloved, where never were lost. We don't even have to pass through Miss Late. I've had friends here for years because Deepy's old button eyes twinkled. Well, you did lose me quite a lot, you know, Jack. And does the loser never come? Asked Jack. Never, said Deepy. He is not permitted to set foot on this island. And even if he did, he couldn't hurt us. Our human's love has made us immortal. But if you were burst by the lorry, how can I take you home? Sippy promised I could have you back again. Now, Dippy and Toilet Roll Angel exchanged very serious looks. Well, my brother's right, said Dippy. You can take me back to the land of the living tonight, if you really want to. It's still Christmas Eve up there, the night for miracles and lost causes. However, Sippy, we did it, cried Jack, turning into the Christmas pig. But the Christmas pig was not there.